sleeping late, another day. Oh, what a wonder, oh, what a waste. It's a Monday, it's so mundane. What exciting things will happen today? The yard is full of hard rubbish, it's a mess, and I guess the neighbors must think we run a meth lab. We should amend that. I pull the sheets back, it's 40 degrees and I feel like I'm dying. Life's getting hard in here, so I do some gardening. Anything to take my mind away from where it's supposed to be. The nice lady next door talks of green beds and all the nice things she wants to plant in them. I wanna grow tomatoes on the front steps, sunflowers, bean sprouts, sweet corn and radishes. I feel proactive, I pull out weeds. All of a sudden, I'm having trouble breathing in. 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 Pseudoephedrine and I couldn't sleep at night. Halfway down High Street and he looks ambivalent. He's probably wondering what I'm doing getting in an ambulance. The paramedic thinks I'm clever cause I play guitar. I think she's clever cause she stops people dying. Anaphylactic and super hypochondriactic. Should have stayed in bed today, I much prefer the mundane. I take a hit from ask my puffer, I do it wrong. I was never good at smoking bongs. I'm not that good at breathing in. I'm not that good at breathing in. I'm not that good at breathing in.
From Chicago, and we kind of had 2 hours sleep because we had a show last night, so I'm sorry if I look filthy. That was a song called Avant Gardener. This is History Eraser.
Sheets, but luckily I left the heater on. And in my dreams I wrote the best song that I've ever written. Can't remember how it goes. I stayed drunk and fell awake, and I was circling on a plane, and far away I heard you say you liked me. We drifted to a party cool, the people went to arty school. They made their paints by mixing acid wash and lemonade. In my brain I rearranged the letters on the page to spell your name. I found an Ezra Pound and made a bet that if I found a cigarette I'd drop it all and marry you. Just then a song comes on, you can't always get what you want. The Rolling Stones are woe is we, the irony. The Stones became the moss and once all inhibitions lost. The hipsters made a mission to the farm. We drove by tractor there, the yellow straw replaced our hair. We laced the dairy river with a cream of sweet vermouth. In my brain I rearranged the letters on the page to spell your name. You said we only live once, so we touched a little tongue and instantly I wanted to. I lost my train of thought and jumped aboard the Epping as the doors were slowly closing on the world. I touched on and off and rubbed my arm up against yours. Still the inspector inspected me. The lady in the roof was living proof that nothing really ever is exactly as it seems. In my brain I rearranged the letters on the page to spell your name. We caught the riverboat downstream and ended up beside a team of angry footballers. I fed the ducks some krill, then we were sucked against our will into the welcome doors of the casino. We drank green margaritas, danced with sweet senoritas, and we all went home as winners of a kind. You said, I guarantee we'll have more fun, drink till the moon becomes the sun, and in the taxi home, I'll sing you a Triffid song. In my brain I rearranged the letters on the page to spell your name.
This is a brand new song. I'm from Melbourne in Australia, and there's a place around the next suburb from me called Preston, and I wrote this song called Depreston. It's about house hunting. Look out further, I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we've got that percolator, never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. To a house in Preston, we see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. It's got a lovely garden, a garage for two cars to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say? Well, it's a deceased estate. Aren't the pressed metal ceilings great? Then I see the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north, and I wonder what she bought it for.
That you had to go to a doctor appointment, you can let them know you're feeling better now.